anybody that's non-domestic still has to pay for water. So this is very important, and they have to the 15th of August to make a submission. Basically, what's happening is, as you say, in the past, it was the County Council that set the rate. It was actually an executive function with a manager, but in fairness, they always work with the council when it comes to budget time. We had agreed the business rate, the budget itself, and we also agreed the water rates. And while it was an executive function, the manager always negotiated with ourselves, and we used to bring in the business bodies and the farmers, and we kind of come up with a rate where we might increase the price of the water slightly to compensate for lowering the price of meters, because a lot of farms and businesses would have had maybe several meters. That has left the council now, and it's with Irish Water. The problem now is that Irish Water now is working with the regulator, and they're talking about nationalising, having one regular price for the whole of Ireland, because there is a big difference. Some places are charging between 1.59 in Kildare, it's 3.04 in Wicklow. Donegal is something like 2.31, and apparently Donegal is the 10th highest. So what we'd be looking for is people, especially business people, to make submissions. And more or less what they're saying here is, and the commission's job will be, is to try and recover the cost of providing the water, and that will be levied on businesses. Like, and as we all know at the moment, businesses are struggling. The County Council increased the business rate last year to 5%, you know, and that's been adding thousands on to the cost of some larger businesses and smaller businesses as well. So, like, the thought of water increases, which is likely, if they try to rationalise, have to level them out all over the country, and a bid to try and recover water. And the problem with recovering water is a third of the water from rolling them to the ground. It's not that businesses are wasting it or nothing, but because there's a process now in place in consultation, it's very important that all the business people, community centres, churches, anybody that's paying water rates need to go on online and give the information. That'll be water.ie business, or there's phone numbers there, but they'll obviously get that, and they have to the 15th of August.
And the fear would be, that what Irish Water will now effectively do is figure out how much money it has to earn, figure out how much money it has to charge in order to make it, and then impose that on businesses, and that could lead to very substantial price rises in the coming year.
Yeah, and a lot of this is done on this guise of, you know, incentives, efficiencies, or cost recovery, and, you know, they're using a lot of words there, like, but, you know, the option is open for them now to increase it. And like, if you look at the energy costs and gas, car insurance, everything's gone up. And, you know, at the end of the day, as I say, the biggest loss and cost to everybody in this country is the waste. It's absolute waste. Whether it's in Dublin or Donegal, there's maybe a third of the water going onto the ground. But the way this commission was set up, they'll take that into account as well. They'll take giving into account, and then they'll try and get the business and non-domestic to try and pay for that. So, look, it's important that everybody makes a submission, especially when you're up here, you're facing Brexit, you're facing all these other challenges.